Ladies and gentlemen, unbutton your cardigans and pour yourself a Vimto. For we go over now live to the Paul Wilmot Banqueting Suite, Bletchley, for the show we fought a war for. Yes, it's truly madly Bletchley! And here's your host, the last man in England to wear plus fours and drink camp coffee, Mr. Dutton!
Hello, folks, and a very warm welcome back to Bletchley. What a show we've got for you folks. Later on, we bring you the ex-British Rail announcer's version of Romeo and Juliet.
Romeo, Romeo, wherefore art thou, Romeo?
With love light's wings did I e'er purge these walls, for stony limits cannot hold love out. So I'll be arriving at platform 3 at 4:38.
We discovered that the BBC planned to combine Steptoe and Son with Thunderbirds to create Steptoe Birds.
Oh, my God, Zed. You lot said to be on another mission to rescue a bleeding supersonic train. What has fallen off a bridge? I'm fed up with it, Zed. I want to do something exciting. I want to do something romantic. I want to sit next to Lady Penelope in a beautiful pink rose voice. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. She's got the odds for me, Zed. And I'll tell you something, mate. I wish it was more than me hands what is real.
Now, go and get him, your Thunderbird, you lazy little bleeder. I don't like you hanging around that Lady Penelope, Harold. Don't want her up the duff.
Oh, Peter, please, you can be so crude. And another thing, when am I going to get a new Thunderbird?
What's wrong with the one you got now?
Oh, nothing, Dad. Only, whoever heard of a supersonic Thunderbird, what is drawn by an horse?
Cobblers!
But first, folks, twin towns. Now, as many of you doubtless know, Bletchley is twinned with Las Vegas. And here tonight on an exchange visit is the mayor of Las Vegas himself. Yes, will you please welcome Signor Gianfranco Madinetti. Well, Signor Madinetti, welcome to our little town.
Grand thing.
Now, while you're here in Bletchley, we've arranged a little tour for you. First stop is World of Bathrooms, where your guide will be our very own Mr. Crowther.
Excellent. How do you want me to kill him?
Pardon?
This Senior Crowther, how do you want me to take him out?
Take him out? No, 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 he's going to take you out.
Take me out? Yes. Not before I've minced his eyeballs up and sprinkled them on my pasta.
Yes, yes, little misunderstanding.
So you want me to shoot him and cover him in a concrete overcoat? Consider it done, my friend.
No shooting. You're just going to chat with him, then Mrs. Winslow from the Sewing Circle is going to present you with a tapestry of the history of Las Vegas.
Right, right. First you want me to kill Mr. Cooper, to assassinate this, Mrs. Winslow and the entire Sewing Circle mob?
No.
No problemo. A long drive into the country and you'll have no more trouble from this Bletchley Sewing Club, my friend.
Yes, yes. Yeah, a bit of a language problem. You kill no one. You want cultural exchange.
No baseball bat?
No.
No kneecapping?
No.
No razor blades in dark alleyways?
No.
God, you English are so poofy.
Signor Marinetti. Well, Mr. Babcock, what have you been up to this week?
I've just opened up my new shop, sir.
Oh, yeah?
Britain's first combined bank and pub.
Combined bank and pub? What's it called?
The NatWest and Firkin. I sold life insurance, high interest deposit accounts, tax-free savings certificates, and booze. It can get a bit confusing now at times.
Oh, yeah.
Good evening, Henry. I'd like to withdraw £35, please.
Oh, very good, Mavis. Would you like ice and lemon with that?
Ice and lemon?
Oh, sorry. I get a bit mixed up sometimes. Do you know, last night I deposited 2 gin and tonics into Mr. Cartwright's instant access account. He weren't half peeved.
£2 the best, please, Henry.
Oh, coming up, Fred.
Here, hang on. You filled a pint full of pound coins.
Bugger, will I ever get the hang of this?
Here, Henry, I've got my statement here. You haven't added the 4% monthly interest?
Damn. Oh, tell you what, Fred, I haven't got the change. Do you want to take it in pork scratchings?
Time now, folks, for our very own workers' playtime, as Enrico Valdez and his orchestra, featuring Mickey Benelli and Cleo Rockus, entertains a local firm. Enrico, who's the lucky firm this week?
This week we're in a Bureau de Change in the High Street. It's a little cramped, and it's not exactly the Hollywood Bowl, but hey, who's complaining? I am, actually. It's blinking stupid. Anyway, put away your checkbooks, folks. Start jiggling your small change, for here comes a meal break melody.
You're my cup of tea. You're so right for me. You're as lovely as can be. You're my cup of tea. You're my cup of chai. That's how sweet you are. You're my favorite muesli bar, my lovely cup of chai. You're my biscuit with butter. You're my crumpet with cream. You keep me going till supper. I think you know what I mean. Oh, you're my cup of tea. You're so right for me. You're as lovely as can be, my lovely cup of tea. Bletchley's where I want to be, 'cause you're my cup of tea.
Mrs. A, our resident TV reviewer, what's caught your attention on the small screen this week?
Well, I've been watching the latest BBC costume drama, Mr. D. Mm. One of Dickens' works. Ooh. It was a bit strange, though.
Oh? Why?
Well, all that happened was a man in a suit sat at a desk, yeah, and told us all things that had happened in the world.
Hmm. Dickens?
Yes.
Yes, yes. And what was this Dickens adaptation called?
It was called The News.
The News by Charles Dickens.
Yes, yes. I think he wrote it after Bleak House.
Yes. Yes, yes, just before his masterpiece, Newsroom Southeast.
Oh, no, no. That was Thackeray, surely. Still, it was nice to see Peter Sissons branching out into drama.
Mrs. A?
Yes?
Go and hide, you're a fool.
Oh!
Romeo, away, be gone. Thou hast killed the villain Tybalt, the citizens are up, and Tybalt slain. Hence, be gone, away. We apologise to Tybalt for any inconvenience caused.
Now let's go over now to old Ma Bunyan's tea rooms in the High Street to see how Signor Marinetti is getting on in his tour of Bletchley.
Well, this is the tea urn, Mr. Marinetti, and this is the cake stand.
And where's your casino?
Casino? Oh, we don't hold with that sort of thing round here. Sometimes of an evening we might draw the blinds and have a little furtive hand of whist.
Whist? Kid stuff.
Here! What are you doing to my cakes?
Sod the French fences, you stupid tot! What you need in here is a few roulette wheels, blackjack, craps, fruit machines.
Oh, no, don't do that.
Listen, Bint, I want this place converted into a den of vice before 5 o'clock, or you'll be propping up the Bicester bypass.
Celebrity guest time now, folks. Please welcome Gerard Chevalier.
Now, Gerard, you're appearing at the Diamond Theatre Bletchley in a one-man show.
Ah, yes, yes, yes. It's an evening of reminiscences, anecdotes and stories gleaned from my many, many years in the biz.
The biz. And how long have you been an actor?
Actor? No. I'm not an actor. No. I wasn't an actor. No. I was a farmhand.
Oh, a farmhand?
Yes. I was in the farming biz for, nearly half a century. In that time, I've worked with some of the finest, most wonderful farmers this country's ever produced.
Such as?
Well, Binky Giles. Oh. Remember him? Ah, yes, dear old Binky. Surely Britain's finest post-war dairy farmer.
Without a doubt, yes.
Terrible giggler, though, Binky.
A giggler?
Oh, awful giggler. Terrible giggler. I remember a very, very funny story about Binky. The first time I worked with Binky was on a hill farm near Gloucester in the late 50s. Very, very funny story. We were due to plant 15 acres of wheat. Well, I entered the meadow, field left, and blow me down if they hadn't forgotten to set the tractor. Well, I tried improvising wildly with a hoe. No use. Then I looked up and caught Bingy's eye. Oh, fatal! That famous little twinkle. Remember? Famous little twinkle.
Oh, yes, yes.
Well, we both went. Oh, there we stood in our Wellington boots, giggling away like a couple of schoolgirls. Not much wheat got planted that day, I'm telling you. Anyway, it's all in my autobiography, you know? Yeah, it's published this week at £14.99.
What's it called?
Laughter, Tears, and a Ton of King Edwards.
Well, Mr. D, it's the end of another series.
Ah, yes.
And I don't know about you, but I feel strangely cleansed.
Yes, I feel strangely cleansed too. What are you up to now, Mr. B?
Oh, nothing much, sir. I've been offered my own police drama on primetime TV, and of course I'm doing that chat show on Sky, then there's the holiday programme for CBS, and the sitcom for Granada.
Yeah.
Peter Hall's been on at me about doing Cyrano de Bergerac at the Criterion, but I haven't decided yet.
Yeah.
How about you?
I'm playing the new tomato in the Quick Save ketchup ad.
Oh, nice!
Well, folks, before we go, there's just time to see how Signor Marinetti's getting on at World of Bathrooms. Mr. Crowther, you receiving us? Mr. Crowther? What? Good gracious. Whatever's going on, Mr. Crowther?
Unfortunate developments have occurred, Mr. Dutton. Signor Marinetti has seen fit to transform my bathroom shop into a lap dancing club.
A lap dancing club?
Yeah.
The church committee will have a few words to say about that.
Well, that's not all. My B-days have been transformed into roulette tables. There's a crap game going on in my Pine Veneer Victorian shower unit. And what's Nothing. Happening in the jacuzzi doesn't bear thinking about. Suffice it to say, it involves goats.
Well, on that bombshell, folks, until we meet again in the highways and byways of old Bletchley, it's goodbye from us all. And Mickey Benelli, play that song.
You have been listening to Truly Madly Bletchley, starring Liz Fraser, Peter Hugo Daly, Stephen Critchlow, Matthew Bell and Julian Dutton, with special guest stars Enrico Valdez and his orchestra, with Mickey Benelli and Cleo Rockus. The show was written by Julian Dutton and produced by Andy Aylett.